I'm joined with James Anion, and first off, James, a very interesting first day. Durham all out for 245, but Sussex at the close, 60 for 3.
Yeah, it's been games moved forward quite quickly, really. We had a good last session with the ball. You know, we went out there only six down, and we got four quick ones, so that sort of put us right back in the game and stopped them building a biggish total. And we would have liked to have maybe lost one or two wickets less tonight, but you know, they bowl well, but you know, a couple of partnerships and we'll be, you know, right back in the game.
Quite a depleted Sussex side. Most of the regulars are away with their respective countries. A chance for players like Lewis Hatchett, who had three wickets today, to step up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, these are probably exciting times if somebody doesn't get to play and you get given a chance, and if you can come in here and show what you can do and try and get yourself a spot in the side, it's you know, so hopefully that creates a bit of a buzz around the change room and puts people in a positive atmosphere. You know, we're definitely underdogs for this game with the team we've got, but you know, we're hanging right in there at the minute, and we've played some good cricket today.
4 for 87 for yourself, a good performance with the ball, and obviously Durham all out for 245. You must have felt that at the end of their innings you were slightly on top.
Yeah, I think we bowled really well in the morning as a group, to be honest with you, and we didn't really get the rewards. We only had them two down. We beat the bat a lot. I think we had a catch dropped in the slips, and we just said at lunchtime we had to stick in there, and you know, things had turned around if we kept bowling as well. And I don't think maybe quite bowled as well after lunch, but Hatchie had a great spell. He came in and well, that spell with took the three wickets, and you know, then hopefully it sort of paid off after tea, and you know, do the right things for most of the day. Hopefully it comes your way at some point.
Lost three quick wickets at the end of day one, but you yourself have to come in as night watchman and face Graham Onions to see out the rest of the innings.
Yeah, he was reminding me of that when he was out there, so bought him a couple of bounces at the end, and I don't think he was best pleased. So somebody I've faced quite a bit before, but you know, hopefully he can hang around tomorrow as long as I can, try and put on a bit of a partnership with Wellesley, and you know, if he can get us off to a good start in the morning, hopefully we can build on that and get up near their total, or you know, hopefully pass it.
Is that the plan for the tomorrow then, James? You and Luke, you go back out there tomorrow and you just try and get as many as you can without losing another wicket?
Yeah, that's batting, I suppose, isn't it? Everybody's going to do that. So that's what I try and do down the order, and so what I'll try and do there, just try and stick to my game plan and bat as long as I can, and the longer I'm at the crease, the more chance I've got scoring runs, so that'll be what I'll be trying to do.
And finally, obviously you came into this game third in the table. You are playing Durham now. You've got to play Yorkshire. Are the title hopes still in the balance as it stands at the end of day one?
Oh, they're still there, but you know, we need some big results for the end of the season. But you know, it's almost in your own hands. If you can go out there and win three games, you'll be up there or thereabouts and possibly champion. So it's a big ask, but it's something that the lads are sort of excited about, and something that, you know, I feel we can do. If you can stick in this game for as long as we can and try and sneak a result here, then suddenly things are a lot different. So this is a big game, but you know, all three are really, if we're gonna win the title.